Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.
Hello, I'm Alan Stanford, and welcome to Macbeth in Monaghan. And now Elaine Murphy of Patrician High School, Carrick Macross, is going to give you a sample answer to a question on Macbeth.
When responding to a question in relation to the theme of kingship in Shakespeare's Macbeth, it is essential to explore and examine the notion of sovereignty in medieval society. This can most effectively be done by studying each of the four representatives of kingship in the play. A king in medieval society was considered an agent for God on earth. The king was a symbol of all that was good and honourable. They were considered emblems of order, peace and harmony. The king personified the moral and social welfare of his subjects. The play presents us with four kings. Duncan, Edward and Malcolm symbolise justice and nobility, and Macbeth, who eventually epitomises the evil induced when kingship is obtained without divine authority. Shakespeare emphasises good versus evil to the audience and how a desirable or immoral king can have either a constructive or detrimental effect on the country. Kingship is initially presented in the form of King Duncan. He is a trusting, generous and good-natured king. His reign, though, has not been totally successful. He has been too gullible and naive. Macbeth describes in Act 1, Scene 7, "Duncan hath borne his faculties so meek. Treachery and insurgents have ensued in Scotland. Duncan is weak and therefore vulnerable. The death of Duncan is the death of order in Scotland and the onset of chaos, with Macbeth in power instigating disorder and unnatural occurrences throughout the state." Macbeth, fiend of Scotland, as Macduff surmises in Act 4, Scene 3, overpowers, usurps his cousin King Duncan. He takes the throne by bloody, violent means. Macbeth has committed a ruthless and the most callous crime of regicide. "I have done the deed," Act 2, Scene 2. Subsequently, this evil and most sacrilegious murder is the catalyst for further malevolence, assassinations, and gruesome slaughtering. The crown itself is a symbol of Scotland's decline into mayhem, violence and terror. Once the valiant hero, Macbeth is now perceived as a tyrant, living in a world of corruption. It weeps, it bleeds, and each new day a gash is added to her wounds. Malcolm in Act 4, Scene 3 depicts this world vividly. A corrupt king has evidently resulted in a corrupt state. And Macduff also suspects in Act 4, Scene 3, "Each new morn, new widows howl, new orphans cry." The third representative of kingship is King Edward of England, whom Malcolm has sought refuge. He is referred to by a lord in Act 3, Scene 6 as "pious Edward." He is similar to both Duncan and Malcolm, clearly representational of all that is virtuous and kindly in the play. His sovereignty is honourable, epitomised in Act 4, Scene 3, by Malcolm himself, and sundry blessings hang about his throne that speak him full of grace. King Edward was somewhat unique, as he was a healer, embodying for Shakespeare a medium of eradicating and overpowering immorality to destroy and rid illness and disease. Edward assists and provides aid to Malcolm in liberating Scotland of the malady that has manifested with Macbeth at its helm. Malcolm is rightful heir to the throne. He is aware of what personality and traits are required to be a good king, as he outlines in Act 4, Scene 3. The king becoming graces as justice, verity, temperance, stableness, bounty, perseverance, mercy, courage, lowliness, devotion, patience, courage, fortitude. He is determined and committed to overthrow Black Macbeth and restore Scotland to its former self. In concluding your exam answer, re-evaluate and assess once again question asked and points that you have previously discussed.
"Besides this, Duncan hath borne his faculties so meek, hath been so clear in his great office, that his virtues will plead like angels, trumpet-tongued, against the deep damnation of his taking off."
Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.